1 Timothy chapter 6. As many as are slaves under the yoke should regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, lest the name of God and our teaching be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters should not despise them, because they are brothers, but rather they should serve them, because those who recompense them for the kindly service received are believers and beloved. These things teach and exhort. If anyone teaches different things and does not consent to healthy words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the teaching which is according to godliness, he is blinded with pride, understanding nothing, but is diseased with questionings and contentions of words, out of which come envy, strife, slanders, evil suspicions, perpetual wranglings of men corrupted in mind and deprived of the truth, supposing godliness to be a means of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we have brought nothing into the world, because neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering, with these we will be content. But those who intend to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into destruction and ruin. For the love of money is a root of all evils, because of which some, aspiring after money, have been led away from the faith and pierced themselves through with many pains. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses. I charge you before God, who preserves all things in life, and Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, to keep the commandment spotless, without reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in its own times the blessed and only Sovereign will show, the King of those who reign as kings, and Lord of those who rule as lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen nor can see, in whom be honor and eternal might. Amen. Charge those who are rich in the present age not to be high-minded, nor to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who affords us all things richly for our enjoyment, to do good, to be rich in good works, to be ready to distribute, to be ones willing to share, laying away for themselves a good foundation as a treasure for the future, that they may lay hold on that which is really life. O Timothy, guard the deposit, turning away from profane, vain babblings and oppositions from what is falsely called knowledge, because of which some, professing this, have misaimed regarding the faith. Grace be with you.